to some news from the world of sports. And if David Price keeps pitching for the Boston Red Sox like he did against the Baltimore Orioles at Fenway Park last night, no one's going to care how much time he spends playing video games. Price threw all 9 innings against the O's, striking out 8, giving up just 5 hits and no walks, and taking a shutout into the 9th inning before giving up 2 runs in an eventual 6-2 Red Sox victory. Price had missed his previous start against the New York Yankees after complaining of a tingling sensation in his pitching hand. He was later diagnosed with carpal tunnel syndrome, which led some to blame Price's self-professed affinity for the popular video game Fortnite as the culprit, although Price scoffed at that idea. But Price's off-field gaming activities were forgotten last night. He turned in his best performance of the season and provided a much-needed rest for the Boston bullpen as well. Most of the offense was delivered via home runs by the same 2 players who also went yard just 1 night before against Oakland. J.D. Martinez continued his scorching assault on baseballs, blasting another 2-run homer to straightaway center in the first inning, his 13th home run of the year. That leads the majors now. And it was deja vu all over again when, for the 2nd straight night, Xander Bogaerts ripped a 3-run homer that rocketed off the light tower in left field as part of a 4-run 5th inning that put the game away and allowed Price to coast to his 4th victory of the year. It was a rough night in contrast for Kevin Gausman, the Orioles starter, who had 5 Red Sox steal bases against him. Mookie Betts had 3 all by his lonesome, as Gausman failed to pay any real attention to him once he reached base. And after Bogaerts blasted his 3-run shot in the 5th, Orioles manager Buck Showalter came out to the mound to lift Gausman from the game while Bogaerts was still rounding 3rd base on his home run trot. That is something you never see in baseball, as a manager will almost always wait until the hitter reaches home before taking the ball. Just shows how exasperated Showalter was with the effort from his starter last night. And the Red Sox hope to keep the good times going against Baltimore with another lefty who needs a bounce-back start taking the hill tonight. Drew Pomeranz issued 5 walks in his last outing, and he's got an earned run average just under 6 as he tries to regain the form that made him one of Boston's best starters in 2017. The New York Yankees were idle last night. They take on the Royals in Kansas City this evening. CeCe Sabathia gets the start for New York. The Oakland A's have been hitting a lot of home runs lately, and last night at the Rogers Center in Toronto was no exception, with Oakland getting home runs from Matt Olson, Chris Davis, and Matt Chapman in a 10-5 win over the Blue Jays. Davis had an especially good night, matching his career high with 4 hits. Another rough outing for Toronto's Aaron Sanchez, who allowed 4 runs on 5 hits in 4 innings to lose for the 2nd time in his last 3 starts. Now, the story of the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals so far has been home ice disadvantage. Neither the Washington Capitals nor the Tampa Bay Lightning have won a game yet in front of their home crowd. That includes last night's 4-2 win by Tampa Bay to even the series up at 2 games apiece. But even though the series is knotted up, the psychological edge has to be in favor of the Lightning because Washington had 2 chances on their home ice to build on their 2-games-to-none lead and potentially eliminate the Lightning. That opportunity is now gone, and the Caps will head back to Florida for Game 5, hoping to continue the pattern of road team victories. But that's a pattern that appears ready to be broken as the Lightning sense the weight of playoff utility history starting to buckle the knees of the Capitals. Find any Capitals fan, ask them about their team's penchant for blowing leads in the postseason, and make sure you have a comfortable seat, because if they can stand to talk about it, you're going to be in for a long story. As for last night's game, it was a textbook case of needing your goalie to steal at least 1 game in the playoffs, usually more if you're going to contend for the Stanley Cup, and Tampa Bay's Andre Vasilevsky did just that, making 36 saves and keeping the game close after Washington scored first and at one point had 3 consecutive power plays to work with. One of Vasilevsky's most critical saves came against Nicholas Backstrom, playing for the first time for Washington since missing 4 games with an injured hand. He broke in all alone on the Tampa goalie but was turned away on the breakaway attempt. The Lightning were able to get into the 3rd period tied at 2, and then Alex Killorn put home the tie-breaking game winner with about 8 minutes left in the game before an empty netter sealed it 4-2 the final. Game 5 Saturday night in Florida, the Lightning looked to be the first team to finally win a home game in this series and put themselves on the brink of making it to the Stanley Cup Finals. And in Las Vegas tonight, the Winnipeg Jets will try to emulate Tampa by taking Game 4 on the road from the Golden Knights, who lead the Western Conference Finals 2-1.